Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arendir.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Teluga.
All right, gang. Let's do a little recap, and then we'll get right into today's raucous episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, we caught up with the Chaos crew in Karoth after their victory over the Knoll Raiders. After shooting down a mysterious vulture, Theo also killed the last Knoll archer as it crossed into Magria, turning the creature into a strange coin. Captain Dolahan explained that they were short several soldiers after his troops, who were followers of Krizik, had abandoned the barracks to return to Windmere. Arendir helped the bedraggled remaining soldiers gather the bodies of their fallen comrades to make a funeral pyre, while a friendly orc soldier named Jarnell showed Teluga his stable of riding geckos. Teluga used the power of his woodland staff to awaken one of these dune skipper geckos, granting sentience to his new friend Gorpor. While a newly evolved Luga made up with Glebnor and inspected their new vehicle, Noggin and Jarnell warned the gang of the dangers in Magria and the nature of soul coins and dread fuel. After laying the slain soldiers to rest, Teluga made everyone a halal vulture feast and also snacked on a corrupted piece of the carrion-devouring bird. Before the boys could catch some Z's, the Plope worked on improving his new weapon with Reggie and Luga and made a quick call to the King of the Underdark and his mother, Mameen. Concerned about Theo's plan to defeat the Man in Black's remaining children, Mameen warned Teluga of the dangers of disrupting the godly pantheon. We catch up with the Chaos crew the next day as they make their final preparations to embark into the deserts of Magria. Alright, boys. It's morning. You've had your long rest. You're in this real beat-up, destroyed little town. What are you guys doing?
Can we do a little time travel back to right before the long rest?
Sure. What do you got, Glebnor? What were you up to in the night?
Well, I want to obviously update the pamphlets.
Sure, yeah.
I want to bring my boy in.
You and Arendir have been up all night working on pamphlets.
Well, I'm going to put him on this task.
Uh-huh.
And obviously I want to add the squasher of feuds.
Okay, yeah.
Because he fixed the dwarf bullshit.
Uh-huh, yep. Perfect. Great title.
Frantically chiseling into steel.
But so while I tell him the new information to add, all our Brendini adventures, I want to go off and use my glass blower's tools.
Okay.
I'd like to make a gigantic, extra thick jug.
I don't like this. Sleight of hand.
20.
Make a beautiful, large glass jug.
5 gallon.
I think I know where this is going.
I don't. What the fuck? You now have a giant 5 gallon glass jug.
Super thick, right?
So thick.
Durable.
Pretty durable. All right.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to safely secure it in the truck.
All right. Yeah, you sneak off, kind of set it up in the back of the truck. This truck is just waiting to be customized with bullshit. So, yeah, it's perfect. You kind of strap it down in the corner of the 18-wheeler. Okay. Don't know what's going on here, but you have a nice thick glass jug.
Good night.
All right. In the morning, you all awaken. You can see that saddling up two of these giant dune skippers. Jarnell is getting ready with Noggin.
Well, lads, you guys have good luck in Magir. We're going to head on up to the dwarves and see if we can get some more soldiers to come down and help defend the border.
I'm going to sneakily slip him a note.
Oh, what's this?
Hand this to Stagley for me.
Sure.
To it.
It's a note.
Okay, all right.
Folded.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at it. Sure, all right. Tuck it away. Well, take care of my big lizard there, Teluga.
Wait, this one was yours?
Well, I mean, I kind of kept care of the whole stables, but he's in good hands with you. I trust you.
Yeah. Gorpor and I are going to be great together. Isn't that right?
We're going to have a great time!
Up top, Gorpor. Dap me up.
Yeah!
He's going to get stuck.
Wait, where would he get stuck?
Because he's a gecko.
That's true, I guess.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, you're very slick and he's very sticky. So I guess give me an athletics check.
Uh-oh! Uh-oh!
Oh, yep. That's a nat one. I'm just... No, that's a 7. Sorry.
Yeah, you're on me now.
Yeah.
You want to ride me on my back?
Oh. Okay. And I guess I'll slowly just kind of slip around.
Yeah, we'll get you over there. All right.
Wow. You're the first person to, actually grab me.
Yeah, I'm super sticky.
Yeah, you are.
It's good for making traction on the dunes. Okay, anywho, we gotta get going. All right. Good luck, boys.
You see that as he starts riding off on these geckos, you see he kind of leans back, and him and Noggin lean back, and these geckos, they run much like a basilisk lizard runs across water. These geckos kind of run standing up, and they kind of straighten up as they take off into the Brendini Highlands on these big lizards.
Mad silly.
You know, I didn't see that coming.
Dolahan's like, yeah, you never really get used to it. It's very odd to look at. Orcs, what are you going to do? All right.
That sounds a little bigoted.
Not at all. Just, you know, they're a strange culture. Different from mine. Yeah, actually, now that I'm saying it out loud, it does sound bigoted. Yeah. I take it all back. I walk that back. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
Orcs are great. If there weren't for the orcs, I would have been, you know, they're the only soldiers that really stayed behind with me. He kind of looks over at the pyre of burning bodies. This is still kind of smoldering. It's just smoldering. It's a lot of bodies, all right, man? It takes a bit.
All right. Get my eyes on you.
Sorry, I just, you know.
Long as they believe in the one true God.
I'm sure they did.
I hope so.
Yeah, yep. Just making really nervous eye contact.
I want to start backing up now.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go in the barrack. Okay, good luck, guys. Remember, keep careful out there.
Let me see those new pamphlets.
Oh, yeah. I inscribed a new pamphlet last night. You might want to pass it out to the rest of the village.
Yeah, no, sure, I'll take it. Yep, whatever you want.
Yeah. Please recite them daily.
Daily?
Daily.
He's we'll start every morning with them. Okay, bye.
Very good, good.
I'll take the rest. Push them into me.
All right.
Theo, what are you up to?
I think I was just, when Theo woke up, he was just sitting on, like, the top of the, like, gate, just looking out into Magria, just, like, cleaning his guns, waiting for them to be ready to leave.
Okay. Can I actually get a perception check while you're up there? Checking out the sense.
He sees another vulture and shoots at them.
It's a nat one.
Okay, yeah.
So much sand in your eyes.
You, like, as the sun is rising, it's kind of like this, you know, it's almost beautiful from this vantage point. That's all you see. Just a nice, beautiful sunrise on the desert sands before you guys take off. You can see your truck down there, freshly washed of knoll bits. So it's ready to go.
Just waiting for everyone to finish up whatever they were doing in the town, because I didn't care about really anything going on here.
Did we have breakfast, or what's the deal with that?
I mean, yeah, you had breakfast. What did you eat for breakfast, Luga?
All right. I'm going to take the leftover meal.
Sure. And, so dry. It's like turkey.
God, it's so dry.
We're going to need a lot of gravy.
Can't believe they didn't eat it all. Anyways, I'm just going to start like peeling it off the bone, shredding it. Whatever. I'm like, all right, we're just going to have to make some slop real quick. I didn't think they was going to ask for breakfast today, but here we go.
Most important meal of the day.
All right. Yeah. Breakfast Toluga. Here we come.
Ooh, slop.
Yeah. Cool.
Blee Blee brand gruel.
I'm just going to make a porridge.
Yeah. I can't wait. I bet it tastes delicious.
Here you go.
Oh.
Here you go.
Oh, it's so good. It's like tasting, my lord.
I'm going to take the little fillet of the tainted stuff that I did fissure.
Make a constitution save at disadvantage.
9.
Okay. I was going to say, who would be around you now, like during this break? I guess it would be Arendir and Glebnor, right? Can you both make perception checks for me real quick?
That one.
I'm just going to play it off like I got two 14. More bites in it left.
14. Stealth check for me real quick. This is one of those stealth checks where you don't even know what's happening, really.
13?
Okay. As you guys are leaving, making your way over to the truck, Arendir, you look on the ground, and you could have sworn an egg just fell out of Toluga.
Do you point out the egg?
I pick it up, and I just look at it. I look at Toluga. I'm like, and then I just show it to. I just hold it up for Blee Blee to look at.
Theo, you look down as Arendir is just holding an egg up and looking at you. What
the fuck are you doing? You stealing eggs now?
Someone's stealing eggs?
I think this fell out of the plope's body.
What? I'm a fish, not a bird. I don't lay eggs. Well, I mean, I help
it
with
must
it.
Be my mistake. I'll just hold on to this egg.
No. We could use that for breakfast.
But we don't know where it came from.
Yeah, why would you want
to think
use
it? All right, I'm pretty sure it came from you.
That's stuff it in weird. Me, I'll incubate it.
Let me see this egg.
Nature check on the egg.
It's 5.
This is like a perfect egg for breakfast. We could probably like bring the breakfast slop to the next level.
Okay, how about I just crack it open, we just see what it's like.
You can eat your own egg.
You're being really weird. I'm just going to crack it open and open up the egg.
Okay, you crack open the egg, pour in the pan, there's a little sizzle. It looks to be a normal egg yolk. Everyone, you guys can make a perception check for me. This will be for everybody.
Being real weird about this, Aaron.
18.
18.
11. There's a scent on this egg.
17.
Okay. Glenor, you don't even notice it. Your father once again made you a delicious breakfast. Move this thing right down.
Well, I didn't serve it yet.
There is just a pungent fish aroma coming from the egg.
I'll pass on the egg.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on the egg as well.
More egg for me.
I didn't give you any egg yet. I just cooked it.
I believe this egg came from you.
You're being real weird.
It is very weird in general.
Did you get enough sleep? You did have to
sleep. Well, I was carving. Yeah, you did have to cook all night.
Maybe next time you take the full sleep shift, all right? I think you need it. You had a long trip.
I'm going to turn to Theo and be like, I swear that egg came out of him. But I will take a rest.
Reggie kind of walks around. What's going on, guys?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
Want some egg?
Sure.
All right, here you go.
I don't eat really, but I'll do it for fun. Just with you guys.
I am biting. Yum, yum, yum.
See the pantomimes eating the egg?
Very good. He knows it came from the fish man.
What?
Anywho, we should get going, though, probably, right?
Yeah.
Kind of get out of here. Strike while the iron's hot. It's going to get real hot.
Climb upon my shoulder. Let's go.
Father, I worry I might be too heavy now.
Nah, nonsense.
Again, athletics check. It's a very large. It's like if a Great Dane jumped on your back.
I didn't squat all this time for no reason. It's a 21.
Those strong thighs of yours brace as a very large spider is now on your back as you guys walk over to your new
truck. I told you, Luga, it's nothing. I got cobbler in the bag and that, you know what?
Father, you're so strong.
Thank you.
All right, who's driving this fucking truck?
You guys don't have a license.
I know how to work a vehicle.
I think Aaron Deere's the only one, so I'm going to flip him the soul coin. Use that, and I'm going to go on top of the truck.
You got it. I salute him.
Gorpor, into the back. We made slits on the side so he could breathe.
Sick! He kind of runs over and just dives into the back of the truck. Where's everyone taking positions here? I think Reggie's going to get in the front seat with you. He pulls out like a big dad-style map and is like,
okay, got to get gas here.
He's kind of just plotting it out. With
I'm going to give tools. Him the compass that I have.
Oh, perfect. Put that on the dash. We got to get the bobblehead for this thing. We got to really kind of, you know, zhuzh it up.
Can we go back to Brandini real quick?
No.
Get the Krissic one? No, that would look weird.
But, like, it'll help disguise us.
I don't think we need disguises where we're going, son.
We have many demons to kill.
Okay.
Thank you. Finally, something that makes sense coming out of your mouth.
I'm going to go in the back with Gorp. Wait, there's a gunner position, isn't there?
Yeah, so there's two harpoon thrower positions on top. That's what you can be.
In addition to the catapult?
Yes. There's a catapult and two gunner spots, basically.
I guess I'll get in a gunner seat.
Yeah, I'm manning the catapult.
Awesome.
I'm just up there because I'm shooting guns.
All right.
He's in the gunner seat, but facing the wrong
Luga's
way.
Luga's a spider. They could just hang on wherever.
Yeah, I mean, Luga can either hang out in the truck with your new big lizard or hang out on top.
I have a question.
Luga, where do you want to go?
Whoever you think is safest, Father. I don't want to die in the storms.
Okay, into the truck.
Sounds good. I'll make friends with my new, I suppose, stepbrother.
Well, actually, hold on. Now we... Gorpor hasn't fully adjusted yet. He might...
That's why I'm in the back. Oh, wait, no, I'm in the gunner position. Never mind.
Why don't you hang out up here? And then when things get really scary, you can go in.
Gorpor, why don't you put him in the cab with them, too?
Yeah, Reggie's small enough.
Actually, yeah, tired, no, that's great. More brains up front.
Yeah.
Get in... Get up front, Luga.
Perfect. Yeah, Gorpor, a very large spider, like a dog, kind of sits on the passenger side with her face out the window, looking around. You see Reggie's kind of sitting bitch in the middle. I'm kind of, I thought there'd be more room in the front, but that's fine. As he tries to adjust the map.
Reggie, you're
everyone
like a,
buckle up.
I'll try. I look for a buckle.
On the cat. There's like basic, but actually, would the gnolls be getting buckles? I don't know what the safety protocols are for a gnoll up here.
I don't know.
You're the.
I'm gonna say there's no seatbelts on this fucking thing. It's a giant hell.
Okay, no
vehicle.
Buckles. Okay.
Yeah,
we gotta install some of those. I can't have my son riding unsafely.
You want to do that now?
I'm goo.
Actually, how long you think it would take?
I mean, maybe we can use the webbing from the spider.
Wonderful plan, Arendir. I will begin spooling.
And you can see...
Spool away.
Lugas here starts pulling webbing out of their abdomen and handing it to you to make some seatbelts with.
This is much grosser than I was anticipating.
No, it's fine. Look at me. Eye contact. All 8 eyes.
No.
Eye contact. Necessary.
Spooling, no, I'm going to just look out to
I'm
the desert.
Spooling.
What's the safest?
And think of my god.
Are we talking about like a lap belt or like a three-point harness or like a crossbody? Three-point?
Yeah.
Nice. Luga also chucks some spider web up to you guys if you guys want to tie yourselves down to the roof so you don't go flying off when this thing takes
Never!
Off.
Never!
I try to pull it tight and it just goes into me.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Gross.
I'm gonna do one of those things where I just wrap it around my waist and then tie it to a beam from side to side.
Yeah, that nice. Perfect. And then Reggie's like, "All right, baby, let's do this." He takes the soul coin you guys have, chucks it into the engine. You hear an insane scream as this soul is burnt to a cinder, destroying it, and the engine purrs to life. Arendir, take us away.
Oh, yeah. And then, so is it on? Or
yeah, the engine is on.
Got it.
Okay. All right, I just slam down on the accelerator.
I feel the blee-blee in me!
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, you don't. No.
No.
Are we sure we want him to drive? Because, this is fun!
Taking off like a bat out of hell, this giant 18-wheeler with a catapult on top and a bunch of maniacs boarding it take off to the deserts of Magria. Can I get stealth checks with disadvantage from the group?
I have advantage on these, so is it a straight?
Just a straight roll from you there, Glebnor.
26.
14.
8.
Oh, please.
Yeah! Taluga!
Daddy, pass Road Trace.
What? No.
Wait, where are you? You're on the
We're catapult. In a truck. What are we passing without Trace for?
Pass with Trace.
We're trying to find stealth, them anyways.
Stealth, yes. Disadvantage, unfortunately, because you're
Can we pass with Trace
truck.
And just run everyone down?
That's what I'm saying. We got this. Who's going to stop?
An 8.
Okay. Literally moments into you guys driving, you're peeling off onto this road heading north, the beautiful windswept deserts of Magria passing at insane speeds. You guys are going 100 feet per round. This is an incredibly fast truck. And as the engine screams and you guys take off into the desert, almost immediately you are beset by raiders. make some perception checks.
These better not be vulture raiders.
6. I got that wind in my eyes.
22.
16.
Nat 1. I got a lot of sand happening.
Oh, you didn't put your goggles on. It's good thing.
We need goggles.
It's a good thing I don't blink.
I think, yeah, immediately.
Over.
Immediately, Theo. You're getting whipped around on the top of the truck. It's so much harder to control things up here. Arendir, you were driving.
Arendir, keep it straight. We have invaders on both sides.
You first hear the loud sound of buzzing, which at first you attest to what seems like vehicles closing in on the truck.
Oh, no.
But as you look closer, you realize that these dune buggies are literal dune bugs. And driving these large dune buggies that almost look like wax paper domes on four wheels, you can see that there are these wasp men with huge longbows. They're all wearing bandanas and little vests. And you can also see amongst them, like leading from the back, there is a larger one of the dune buggies. And you can see that there is a gnoll holding a large whip that is whipping one of these dune bugs that is tied to the front of his dune buggy. And pheromones are spraying out of this weird bug. It's a fucking hellscape.
Animal and abuse in front of me?
I think with the very high perception check you just got, you can see that chasing up on you, there's the large vehicle that has this gnoll driving a dune buggy with his little jeweled wasp man in front. And then pulling up to the sides of the truck, there are two more of these dune buggies with the archers driving. You notice as they get closer that they are driving with two hands and getting their longbows ready with the top set of hands. And on the two dune buggies pulling up on each side of you, there are more of these wasp-looking raiders getting ready to jump onto the truck. And you can see there's about two on each side pulling up on. So four total of these raiders are pulling up on the truck. It has taken you no time to be beset by monstrosities. You know what? You love it. Let's roll some initiative.
I was going to say, is there any way for me to communicate with them in the back of the
Because you got a CB cab? Or something?
We also got to hear, like, have to hear little, it. Like,
yeah.
Whipping with
yeah.
Walkie-talkies.
I'll
in the
say there
the
is a little walkie-talkie in the cab that leans out to a small, strange horn on top of the truck where you can communicate to the people on top of the vehicle. You guys now see that you're being, that three of these vehicles have pulled up on you pretty much immediately as you've taken off into the deserts of Magria.
There's many, many insects around us. And one of those dog men is whipping an insect as well.
We kill that dog. No animal abuse in front of me.
I'm killing anything that's coming at us.
All right. I mean,
they could be friends.
Kill that one first.
Fine, but if any of them come up and attack us, I'm not just going to be like, oh, okay, it's fine.
Well, fair. It's fair.
Okay, Theo, that was a 27.
Yes.
Arendir, would you get for initiative, buddy?
15.
Toluga.
22.
Nice. Respectable. Lebnor.
16.
Okay.
Oh god, the driver's dead last.
Just keep it straight.
I was about to immediately make a maneuver.
It's
a good thing you said roll for initiative, because I was gonna be like, hold on to your butts! And just quick cut on the wheel to like try and take out like two of them.
Okay, ready?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Top of the initiative, surprising no one. Theo, you are up.
All right, how far is that knoll?
The knoll, I will say he's probably about like 50 feet behind you guys driving this large dune buggy. I'm going to say that because he has cover from the vehicle, he's going to have a pretty high AC.
Does he have cover for Theo?
He doesn't have full cover, so never mind.
Yeah.
There's no problem with that. Okay. There is a null flavor with a whip. He's well within your range. I'll let you know, Theo. Pretty much everything on this map is within your range. You don't have to really ask me too much for distance.
I just wanted to make sure he was within range.
Four of these raiders have jumped onto the side of the van, or the side of the truck with you guys. So there's... So let's say that on the back of the top of the truck here, you are next to Glebnor, who's in this little gunner seat. Behind you, Toluga is manning a large catapult. Mm-hmm. And there's basically two of the raiders on your right and two on your left that have like gotten onto the truck. But yeah, what would you like to do?
I'm going to shoot the gnoll, because I don't like gnolls.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Here comes jury's verdict.
Okay.
I'm going to aim down sights.
Okay.
As a bonus action, and then I'm going to take a shot.
Sure.
With sharpshooter.
Okay.
I'm assuming, does a 14 miss?
14 just misses. And if you want to make a second attack, you can use your, basically keep the bonus action alive for the second attack. That makes sense. Yeah. We'll say aiming down the sights basically works for all of your attacks until it hits.
16, does that hit?
16 does hit.
26 damage.
Okay. For strength saving throw, right?
Knock him out of the drivers.
Yeah, it's just going to flip him off the bug.
He made a 20 on the strength save. But how much damage was that again?
26.
Okay.
He made the strength save, but he's got a gaping hole in his chest.
Should I do it? I'm going to use my luck point to make him reroll.
Okay. He will reroll the strength saving throw? That's an 8. So you guys see... this gnoll is whipping this strange, like, jeweled bug that is kind of, like, chained to the front of his dune buggy. He's barking in gnollish to all of these, like, wasp-like soldiers. And as he pulls up behind the truck, Theo pops up, hits him in the chest with a shotgun, and he flies off the back of the dune buggy into the desert. So now, because of the way vehicle combat works, his doom buggy is just driving straight toward the back of the truck with no driver, careening towards your truck, but that guy's off the map. We've lost that guy. There is a knoll,
a cloud of dust
with shrapnel in his chest, flies back into the desert sands. That guy's fucking gone. All right, we've lost a knoll. Taluga, that is your turn.
My turn. I saw this empty vehicle now.
Oh, no. We haven't even gotten two turns into combat. Go ahead, you maniac. What are you doing?
Commandeer it, daddy.
I'm going to acquire this new vehicle.
What happened? Okay. So
I run off the back, swan dive, and try to front flip into the seat.
Acrobatics check.
Ooh.
Eight. Okay. You.
Oh, no. Wait, can I luck point that?
If you want to use your luck point for the day, go nuts. Well. Yeah.
11.
I'm going to say you don't land in the driver's seat. You land on this jeweled bug. So.
Oh, now it's so much better in my head.
You guys see as Toluca gets out of the catapult, runs down the length of the truck, leaps off the truck, and lands on this careening doom buggy that's completely out of control. He's now standing on top of a big bug that is screaming in some strange wasp insectoid language. And then, it's complete chaos. Yeah, what's your movement? What's your action bonus action?
I gotta speak to it, right?
You can try.
Do I have to try, or can I cast speak with animals?
I'll let you know so you don't waste a spell. This is not an animal.
It's a monstrosity.
This is a humanoid.
Oh.
Oh. Does it speak, Minotaur?
It does not.
It wouldn't happen to know giant elk, would it?
I will say, these things actually speak common. So.
Man. Oh, so sorry for landing on you, but I'm gonna take this now.
Ah, no, you will not! No! Wait, no!
Are you speak?
Screaming. It is going completely insane.
What have you done? No! We're going to die!
Wait, why?
No one is controlling the vehicle!
What if I just get in there?
Please do that, and then I will kill you!
Wait, why?
It's kind of my whole thing!
So you're telling me you're bad, and I start putting 100%. Up my hands? Well, you're not chill?
You will make fine slaves for the gnolls!
All right, I mean, I'm gonna give you a warning.
I don't care!
All right, and then I'm gonna use my action to soup the bug.
Okay, real quick, I need you to make a DC 12 wisdom saving throw.
You fool, I have a +7, it's 15.
Okay, this thing does have a feature called scintillating carapace. It is such a shiny, bit of carapace that the sun is just gleaming off it in this every crazy direction. If you had failed that, you would have been blinded by this very, very bright beetle hide. But you kind of put your hands in front of your face as you just start wailing into them. Go ahead and make your attacks if you would.
All right, so inflict wounds. Here we go. You're going to turn to soup with a 27.
Fuck!
For 17 damage.
Ow! Just
not so shiny now, are we?
I am still shiny, but I am soupy.
I hate that this is the voice I've decided these guys are making. Yeah. Now I'm trapped here.
And I guess you know what I'm gonna. I might as well. You know, I could get in the driver's seat, but you said you're gonna kill me, so I'm gonna punch you more.
Okay.
21 to hit.
21 hits.
And a 20 to hit.
Okay, those both hit.
18 total.
You're just beating the shit out of this beetle-like wasp man that is trapped on the front of this dune buggy that is completely out of control. Arendir, can you make a perception check as we finish Taluga's turn?
That's a dirty 20.
Dirty 20. You look up, and you can see that as you guys are fighting off these wasp men, there are these spined winged devils that are now swarming around the truck. Seeing the chaos, they seem to have come to, like, sort of take advantage of what's happening here. They have very traditional spiny devil-y bodies, long, thick, bat-like wings, and they're all holding little pitchforks. One flies right up to the window and tries to stab you through the window with his pitchfork.
But we've already established the windows are bulletproof.
Okay. And have 20 AC.
So he's going to try really hard.
How many are there?
There's three of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he'll make a fork attack. God damn it.
They also require, what was it, 20 damage to break.
Thank God for the sturdy window.
Jabbing his fork into the window, and then he's like, and they fly away after they miss. Also, you guys know, these things have flyby, so they don't take opportunity attacks when they swoop around. He starts yelling in Infernal to the other two, who go on Luga's side and fly near the wheel of the truck, and they are both going to try to jab forks into the truck. Let's see here. They have to do quite a bit of damage to make a mishap happen, but they're going to go for it anyway. Ooh, nat one. One goes to...
Sucked in the wheel well.
I was going to say, one goes to stab his fork into the wheel of the truck. It gets stuck, and he gets yanked under the wheel. You guys on top just see demonic blood spray out of the bottom of the wheel well. The other one misses and is like, uh-oh, and then flies back a little bit. That is the Spine Devil's turn.
Nice.
Now it is time for my Tuskuli warriors who are on top of the truck. And can Glebnor and Theo give me quick perception checks while you guys are up there?
18.
8.
Okay, Glebnor, a lot happening. There's a lot going on. You're in your little gunner seat. You're real excited about it, and it's immediately gone to shit. Theo, what you notice is that these warriors, you know that there's four total, but it's hard to keep your eyes on them because it seems like the two on your right and on your left are occupying the same space. They have a feature called skittering. When two Tuskuli share the same space one at a time, they have advantage on their attack rolls as long as the other Tuskuli isn't incapacitated. Okay, so I'm going to make two attacks on each of you guys. Let's see here. Or two multi-attacks on each of you guys.
Do we have any cover from being in these gunner seats?
You do have +2 to your AC for being in the gunner seat. Theo, you're out and about. Okay, so we'll do the bite attacks. They do a bite, a claw, and a stinger. So they have like a 3-hit multi-attack, basically, was how it's going to go. All right, so I'll make some bites against Theo. The higher ones are a 19 and a 22.
Bolt hit.
Okay. Theo, you're going to take 10 piercing damage. Do the claw attacks with advantage. Both of those are going to hit, 25 and a 26.
No, sorry, the 26 doesn't hit. It's too high.
So on that, you are going to take 9 slashing. And here is the stinger attack from both.
But they sting you, they'll die, right? Like, ooh, like real like bees?
I am so sorry, that's a nat 20. You're going to take 8 piercing damage. I need a DC 13 constitution saving throw.
That's an 8.
Poisoned. Not only poisoned, you become paralyzed.
Yeah!
As these two descend on Theo, they start biting and clawing, and as Theo, you're trying to fight them off, one of their stingers goes into your back, and you lock up. You guys
see... hold on. I have resistance against poison.
Oh, yeah, sure. Make that roll again. I think because you have that dwarven belt, I believe it's poison.
I have advantage on saving throws against
poison. Yeah, make that roll one more time as your dwarven belt glows, trying to help you resist this poison.
We didn't get
18.
Okay. You can feel your body starting to seize up. And then the belt glows, your beard grows long, and you fight off the poison that is trying to, like, lock up your body. I'm going to do the same thing now to Glebnor. These will be the bite attacks.
If you get paralyzed, you just, like, turn into a cube.
Ooh, I am rolling so fucking hot. I am so sorry.
What are they?
I'm glad I jumped off this truck.
The claw is a... Okay, I got 2 nat 20s in there.
Goo!
Oh my god.
He's just getting him out of his system, guys.
Yes. It's all fine. Everything's fine.
Just as long as the truck's okay, right?
Yeah? No?
No. No.
No. Okay. Daddy rammed the truck.
What?
You're on a bug.
We just got it.
Stash it in the back and then get your ass up here.
Yeah, it's a trailer.
total, it's 27 damage.
The gold pours back there.
And again, they same thing.
Be friends after you kill the guy on it.
I will need a DC 13 constitution saving throw.
Is that the stingers?
That is the stinger. You can make it with advantage.
I didn't need advantage.
Perfect. Same thing. There, you see the two more of these things that are clawing and ripping a Glebnor. These things are like very vicious, and it seems that they're not trying to kill you. They're trying to kidnap you.
Not on my watch.
Uh-oh. Glebnor, that is your turn.
Before you go, can I yell something to Arendir? Arendir, they're trying to kidnap me! Get up here!
Can I hear them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's talking into the horn.
Oh, my lord! What?
Reggie,
what's happening?
Reggie looks like, you should get up there! I'll drive!
Can you reach the pedals, Reggie?
That's what I was going to ask.
Luca, you get the pedals. I'll get the wheel.
Can you look over the dashboard?
I was going to send Luca to come help.
I don't know. I'm freaking out.
Can Luca make just like a hard like web ball to like just keep just on the accelerator? Can it just web it?
Can you make so web stills?
So stupid. Sure. All right. Glebnor, it is your turn though.
Okay, this thing's right on me.
Mm-hmm. You have two of them right on you.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Take the body of one, son.
That's what I'm thinking. Do I waste it though? I only get one a day.
Kidnap the kidnappers.
Ooh, reverse.
Reverse kidnapping.
They'll never expect the reverse kidnapping.
Okay. I'm going to attack one of them.
Sure.
Good start.
Whichever one. Doesn't matter.
There's two of them, yeah. You can pick one.
Okay. Does a 26 hit?
26 does hit.
Green Flame Blade!
Okay, perfect. Green Flame Blade away.
So 10 damage, 5 bludgeoning, 5 acid. I don't know if there was...
They do not.
By that.
No.
6 flame damage. Okay. And then that's going to jump onto the one next to it, right?
Yeah, sure.
So that's 3 on the other guy.
Perfect. Okay.
And then I'm mad as hell!
Your hammer ignites with flame as you attack into these two Tuskuli raiders. For those at home, these are Tuskuli. They're a fun wasp folk you can find. But as the flame leaps off, you go into a full rage. So pissed! So as you were fighting these guys off in the back of the truck, the drivers of these dune buggies on either side of you, they're going to pull out their arrows and attack the wheels of the truck on the back end. Real quick, can you guys remind me what the AC is on your truck?
Oh, yeah, it's in the...
It's totally 20.
20. 20, okay. I will make some longbow attacks. Two longbow shots hit.
They both hit?
They both hit. Well, they each had two shots, so I made 4 attacks. 2 of them hit.
Oh, okay.
The truck is going to take...
We're sus.
The truck is going to take 40 piercing damage.
What kind of arrows are these?
These guys have a trait called Deadly Precision.
So now we have a mishap.
The Tuskuli Bow Raiders range attacks do an extra 3d8 damage, including in the attack. So
who's keeping track of the truck health?
That's a great question. We probably should have figured it out earlier.
I just, can do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to do it anyway.
40.
40.
It has 150. We're cooking still, but
yeah. Can
it's like
I get
a third of our health down?
Can I get a roll on the mishap score?
I hope the truck flips. Crushing the bolt.
Who's gonna do the mishap thing?
Is it just a roll of 20?
Yeah, just 20? A straight d20 roll.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I got it.
You got it.
6.
All right, I'll do the next one.
No, that's numbered. It might not be bad.
It's just random table.
I don't know.
So 5 to 7. Is a furnace rupture. The vehicle's speed decreases by 30 feet until this mishap ends. Strength, we have to fix it with a 15 strength, so you might have to go fix it.
Oh, God.
So as this wheel kind of buckles and on the back of the truck, you can feel the speed of the truck decrease. And as it does, you see that the truck starts going way slower, and the pilotless dune buggy behind it with Toluga on it rams into the back of the truck. Toluga, can you make a dexterity saving throw for me?
Yeah, I guess I could.
Flips back into the truck.
That's a 5.
Oh, no. You guys look behind you. Toluga is pinned between the truck and this dune buggy with the jeweled raider. He's just like, why? Why? Just screaming.
Because I hate you.
That's so mean. I'm going to have you just take a couple d6 of damage there.
Oh, just a couple?
It's 11. 11 bludgeoning as you and this jeweled raider. I'll give it to him, too. You're both now pincered in between the truck and this dune buggy. You can hear the dune buggy behind you is so damaged, the one you're attached to. The whole front end's kind of like caved in a little bit. It's not looking so hot for that guy. It is now his turn. He's having a bad time. Let's see. He's just going to start like clawing at Toluga.
No, you're not. We're totally cool.
He only hits with 1.
Does he? Because I'm going to warding flare that one.
Okay, I'll do it again. Still going to hit. I'm so sorry.
You're a monster.
10 slashing damage as he's clawing. You're like, get off of me! This is somehow your fault!
You did this to us!
Arendir, that is your turn.
I guess I need to first know, are we prioritizing the truck or ourselves in this
You're
fight?
Trying to keep us alive.
Okay. All right.
Mainly me.
Yeah, what would Arendir do?
Okay. All right, I turn to Reggie and Luga.
All right, Reggie, I need you to take the wheel.
I can do this. Okay. It'll be fine.
Luga, I need you to make that webbing on this pedal here. Keep it down, tight.
I'll spool so fast.
It's still disgusting, but fine, good.
Big All right, ball of webbing.
Reggie, take the wheel. Just keep it steady, nice and straight.
I've got this. It's
Don't
fine.
Turn it left or right, or a lot of us could get hurt.
Reggie's actually going to go next in the initiative, so what I'm going to say he's going to do, because he would have done it at range anyway, he's like, get up there, go fast, kill everyone! He's going to cast haste on you.
Oh, hell yeah.
As you feel clockwork magic spins around Arendir as you climb out of the window of the truck and try to, I guess, make it like an athletics check to, like, jump on top of the truck.
Okay.
Is Reggie going to roll the window back up after him?
We'll find out.
That's going to be a 9.
Okay.
That's with a plus 7.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Okay. You open up the door of the truck, and it's like opening up a car door on the highway. It's so insane. You are, like, whipped around by the wind. You're hanging on the side of the truck, dangling, trying to climb up. If you want to use all of your movement, I will let you get up to just on top of the truck, but you will still be not able to get over to Theo and Glebnor just yet, because a 9 is so bad.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Do you want to take Luga with you?
Like, carry him?
Luga can get on your back like a little backpack if you want.
Hell yeah.
He's huge now.
Yeah. I'll say Luga will give you the help action then.
Okay.
So make that check
That's
one
my
more
daughter.
Time.
Do the whole check over again?
Yeah, make another athletics check. She'll use her turn basically as like a familiar to give you the help action.
11.
Okay. 11. It's not great.
Better.
It's better.
It's better.
Okay. I will say, Luga's like, we must go and rescue them. And it's like the plan is, like, get out of the truck, and then she'll use her webs to maybe shoot up to help you climb up. But she, as she fires the web, it just turns into like a net and pulls you weirdly out of the truck. You and Luga are now dangling on the side of the truck together.
That went terribly.
I'm so sorry. I thought I wasn't really calculating for the wind speed. We're driving so fast. All right, you can make some range attacks if you would like.
All right, yeah.
Or if you would like, you're in melee range of one of these spine devils swooping around.
Oh, yeah?
If you would like. That thing's flying next to the truck.
I'm in melee range of
You are in melee range of that thing.
Yeah, your sword's 6 feet long.
Yeah, you got a big-ass sword, and it was flying right next to your window.
I think I'm going to do that, then. I'm going to take out my blee-blee blade.
Okay.
I'm going to use the Great Weapon Master.
Sick.
On this first one. Roll a hit. That's just going to be a 10.
10's gonna unfortunately miss.
All right.
You swing wildly at this flying
Damn.
Thing.
All right.
You make another attack roll if you yep. want.
This is a straight one. I mean, a 25.
25 will hit.
Don't forget you're hasted.
Dang. Oh, that's true. You have another extra attack now with the
Ooh.
Haste. Yep.
14 damage.
Okay.
One more hit, you
yeah,
said?
Yeah, go for it. One more
right,
attack.
I'm gonna Great Weapon Master this one.
Sure.
That's a nat 20.
Let's go.
Yes. Let's go.
Suck sword.
Nat 20.
Okay.
That's going to be 20 damage. I'm also going to Shining Smite this attack.
You don't even have to, because 20 damage cuts it clean in half.
Oh, hell yeah.
This thing is flying next to you, and you whip your giant sword out and cut it right in half. Like, yeah.
Just climb up and be like, be gone, demon!
Make a, let's call this like a sleight of hand check real quick.
Okay.
You getting the fork?
12.
The 12? Covering your blade now is demon ichor. You put this into the truck, it'll go real fast. It's like NOS, basically.
It's so like the sword?
The sword is covered in demon ichor.
Is there a sword slot?
So, man, I don't know what you want to do with that
it'll
information.
Go crazy fast.
Demon ichor, I believe, if you look at the our little sheets we have here, a demon ichor fuel boost will boost the speed of the truck, I believe, for a good amount of time.
Well, I'm all out of movement, right?
Actually, I said you're all out of movement, but I forgot that you're hasted, so your movement is doubled.
Oh, okay.
And you also just made a kill with a Great Weapon Master attack, which gives you another bonus action attack. I'll let you get up to Theo and start hacking at these boys. I forgot you were hasted.
Oh,
I'm being real nice because I'm afraid for Glebnor and Theo back there. So
don't worry. Things are happening.
Things are happening.
What are you talking about? The tank's back there.
Does like having that ichor on the blade give it anything in the attack? Or
not for the attack, but it'll. Right, go ahead. Read the demon ichor for me.
So the demon ichor will increase the vehicle speed by 30 for 1 minute. So we'd basically be back to our normal speed.
Yep.
Okay.
While the vehicle speed is increased in this way, roll a d20 at the start of each of the driver's turn. On a one, the vehicle suffers a furnace rupture result on the mishap table. So we would need Reggie to roll a one basically to get that, but we get back to normal speed.
Gotcha. So I'd probably wait till Glebnor fixes it, right?
For a super boost?
Yeah.
So it's super like boost. Ultra fast.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to run up next to my god.
Perfect.
And yeah, I'm going to make an attack on that raider.
Theo, you look back and Arendir with a spider backpack is running with a 6-foot-tall sword on the back of this truck covered in demon blood. Go ahead and make that attack for me, bud.
I mean,
for my lord!
Yeah.
I mean, great YOLO, great webmaster.
Sure.
That's another 10.
Unfortunately, misses.
Terrible rolling today.
Not for Ryan.
Reggie used his turn to cast haste, and the truck is just going to keep moving at normal speed. You see Reggie is kind of panicking, but he looks over and sees the trucker hat in the cab, puts it on. We've got this. he's going full speed like a maniac.
That's the power of the trucker hat right there.
Yeah, that is Theo.
All right, so there's how many enemies up top? 4?
Yes.
Okay. Bonus action, aim down sight for jury's verdict.
Okay, perfect.
And I'm going to sharpshooter all my shots.
Okay.
I'm assuming a 12 misses.
12 does miss, unfortunately.
So I'm going to action surge, and okay. I'm going to put jury's verdict away for the time being. And then judge's sentence, 13 misses, 11 misses.
Okay. So this is very Matrix 2-esque. There's two of these jeweled raiders on top. You fire a shotgun twice, and the shotgun jams on the second shot. As they're moving kind of very skittery and strange behind each other, you're trying to like figure out which one you're trying to shoot here. And as you're like pulling out multiple guns firing at these things, they're just dodging all your shots on top of the truck. Okay, brutal. But, you know, this is how this game goes sometimes. Hey, it happens. Tallulah, you are pinned between a truck and a doom buggy. You're free to move around. You just took a bunch of damage.
I'm going to throw my flashbang.
Okay. yeah.
I'm just going to radiance a dawn.
Pretty much everyone back here is in range. What is the save on that for me, if you wouldn't mind?
DC 15 con.
Okay. The jewel drone on there with you has his pheromones active. He emits a sweet scent that empowers other Tuskuli within 15 feet of the drone. Because they're starting their turn in there, they make saving throws. Okay, they are going to be able to add a D6 to their saving throw.
What?
That's the effect of the pheromone.
A whole D6?
I know, I'm sorry. You guys are getting really scary, so I had to scale up this combat a little bit. All right, so these are con saving throws.
The pheromones coming out of the thing that's crushing Tallulah right now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, hold on. How are they smelling if we're going, what, like 70 feet?
I don't know how this fucking shit works, all right? We're not adding real-world physics into my demon truck combat, okay?
One in the air, push it back in its direction. Kind of like a fart.
Or is it like a fart on a plane?
I'm sorry. It's so much pheromone. He's just spraying a cloud of pheromone on the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Okay, this is just how this fucking shit works, all right?
It's magic.
Okay, it's magic fucking anti-fart pheromone bullshit, and it's floating at a speed equidistant to the speed of the truck. I'm so sorry this is how this fucking stupid game works sometimes. It is what it is. All right, making con saves.
23.
Oh, not you. I have to make them.
I thought all of us were in range. No,
it's only the enemy creatures.
Oh.
So you
perfect.
Better stay on my good side.
What is the saving throw I have to beat here?
15.
I am rolling incredibly hot. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Actually, let me just roll one real quick one for the jeweled guy. Only one of the four failed with that.
So it's 13 and then half.
Gotcha.
So that would take, if they succeeded, they'd take 6.
Okay, and the jeweled guy also takes the damage because he's directly in front of me. He's like, ah! So, 13 to that guy, who's starting to look pretty rough.
And starting to? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he was kind of like the leader of these boys.
Oh, okay.
That is my one remaining spine devil.
Well, hold on. I still got punches.
I don't think it was your turn yet. Oh, it was your turn. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
Take it away. Turns.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Fucking, wow.
Okay, everyone.
3d6. Anti-fart.
You guys got so confident during your gnoll massacre that you're just expecting everything to be fucking handed to you. All right, go ahead.
25 and a 16.
They both hit.
That is 18 total.
Okay.
And then I flip them off. I do a really Captain Insano to both his eyes.
The remaining spine devil is going to fly over to the window that Reggie unfortunately left open. And
why would he do that? I thought I opened the door.
He had to use his turn.
Okay,
I thought I opened the door. He opened the door.
You described.
Did you lock the door on the way out?
Okay.
Was it locked
in the first place?
That's fair. You didn't try the door. You just started stabbing the window.
All right. I'll have him make a sleight of hand check to open the door. Does that seem fair to everyone?
Yeah.
Does that seem like
sure.
a
perfect?
And we'll call it a DC 15.
So the door is easier to penetrate than the window. Got it.
opening a door is harder to do than break a window with your fucking bare hand, all right? can't get the fucking door open.
It's yanking on the door.
Reggie just reaches over. Click.
Exactly. Reggie's like, not today, motherfucker.
Locks the door quietly. Okay. That is my Tuskuli warriors.
Did he have to swing by
truck.
Me to do that?
Quickly, can Reggie just
no,
like.
No, you're up near me.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Hold
I'm
the horn
in
his face.
For sure. On for funsies. All right.
Free horn action on Reggie's.
Okay. Let's make some attacks on you, maniacs.
All right.
Don't worry, guys. I dealt 6 to all of them.
Nice.
Bite, claw, and stinger coming at Arendir. Only the stinger hits.
Oh, no.
26.
Damn.
You can take 6 piercing damage. I need a DC 13 con saving throw.
13. Meets it, beats it.
You just make it.
Jesus.
Ooh.
I'm rolling terrible.
Things
today.
Are getting spicy up there, huh?
Super spicy.
Maybe I should unleash Gorpor on these bugs.
Yeah, just 6 piercing. The other one is going to attack Theo.
What
about
that?
Me, bitch?
There's 2 up there. Don't worry, you got 2 coming for you, too. I took 4 guys up there. What is your AC right now?
18.
18? 2 of these are going to hit. The stinger doesn't, actually, so this is just a bite and a claw.
Okay.
I got a Sentinel Sword.
One of those. Sure, yeah. What's Sentinel Sword do again?
Halves it, right?
He rolls his sword damage, and
yeah.
Basically whatever damage is done to me, if he can roll higher, it
yeah, if it reduces it down to 0.
It's like deflect missile, but
all right. So yeah,
but sword.
We're looking at 16 piercing damage.
I roll damage, or
yeah, you
yeah,
roll
you
the
roll
damage.
Your damage.
Oh, okay.
And
suck
you're fine.
It.
No, that was my hit. Sorry.
Oh.
11.
Okay.
Yeah, you try to put the blade in front, but the claw gets through and kind of rips at Theo's back.
So I take 5?
5.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
We'll do that.
Better than the alternative.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, these are all coming to Glebnor on the other side of the truck. You do have your rage up, though, so you'll have this stuff. If
plus,
hit,
I have the AC bump.
You do have the AC bump. Perfect. Okay, so let's go here. Bite, claw, and stinger. Stinger got double nat ones, so definitely doesn't hit the stinger.
Suck it.
The bite and the claw, 22 and 21.
21 misses, 22 hits.
Okay. The 22 is going to be 7 piercing damage, half to 3. The other one's going to attack now, same thing. Bite, claw, stinger. 18 on the bite, nat 20 on the claw, 26 on the stinger.
You're raging now, right?
I'm raging, thank God.
Okay. So the claw is 10 slashing damage, half to 5. The stinger is 6 piercing damage, halved to 3, or 8 total.
And
you need
then
a DC
con.
13 con save if you make with advantage.
15.
Okay, you are not paralyzed.
Thank goodness.
Okay, we're doing great. We're doing great.
What's going on up there? Sounds like things went to shit once I jumped onto this big bug.
Getting stung, daddy.
Glebnor, it is your turn. Glebnor's just in the gunner seat while 2 of these wasp dudes are just going fucking crazy trying to rip
can
him out
I
of it.
Shoot them?
Yeah, with the harpoon gun?
What's the harpoon gun do?
Do more damage than my son.
I don't think the harpoon gun does as much as you could probably do.
All right, then fuck that.
Let me check real quick for you.
So harpoon flinger is a plus 6 to hit, and then it's 2d8 plus 1.
I'm going to bonk him with my hammer.
Yeah, go nuts. Start bonking. What's wrong there?
I'm just thinking.
Okay.
In the extremely unlikely event that I get a nat 20, should I ask him a question?
Oh, do you want to go reckless?
No, I'm going to bonk him with a hammer.
I mean, here's the thing, too. They've been attacking you with advantage anyway, because they're both occupying the same
space.
Let's
go reckless.
So either way, they're coming at you with advantage. Might as well.
Thank God. 18?
18 hits.
9.
Okay.
And then...
You're raging, so...
Divine Fury!
Okay. When you said 9, did you add the 2 from your rage damage?
I didn't, so 11 plus another 4 for Divine Fury.
Perfect.
How close is Theo?
Or Arendir? I will say they're about like 10 feet away from you on
the
other side
of the
truck.
Sneak attack range?
Unfortunately, no. Yeah, they're not next to you like
that. Oh, wait, I attacked recklessly, though.
Yeah, so you do get sneak attack, yep.
7!
Okay. One of these Tuscooli Raiders back here is looking pretty fucking hurt.
Good. Die. Piece of shit.
That is my jeweled drone and the bow raiders. The jeweled guy on the thing with Toluga. He's just, I'm actually going to see. He probably wants to get the hell out of here. This is like so bad for
him. Oh, you better not run. You know what's going to happen if you run.
He doesn't know what's going to happen if he runs.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. You're going to look like a fool. You're going to get egg on your face.
What? Fine, fuck you then! He's going to start clawing at you then, because he doesn't know what the hell you're talking about. He will make some
He's a fool.
There's a nat 1, a 17, and a 21. 21 hit?
17 and 21 will hit, but okay. I'll warding flare the 21.
Okay.
See if I can try to do that one more time here.
23. I'm so sorry. I'm really crazy good.
You just hate fish.
That is going to be 19 slashing damage.
I'll be fine.
No, Daddy! I don't know what's happening. I'm up on the gunners.
Yeah. The bow raiders that are driving the dune buggies, they're firing at the truck. They're trying to take this truck out. They're going to make their longbow shots at the truck. AC 20 on the truck, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they will make 2 shots each. 2 are going to hit.
Come on!
You just hate truck.
That is going to be 23 damage.
God.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 33 damage. And I'm going to need another roll in the mishap score table.
18.
18.
Damaged axle. The vehicle grinds and shakes uncontrollably. Until this mishap ends, the vehicle has disadvantage on all dexterity checks. And all ability checks and attack rolls made by creatures on or inside the vehicle have disadvantage. 20 dex repairs the thing.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So for you guys on the truck is shaking like crazy now, as it seems that they've damaged the axle with their bow attacks.
Is it a dex save, or what would I roll to fix?
It'd be a dex check. So you would roll and add your dex.
I think I have better dex.
I'm a plus
7.
Okay. 4.
All right, so everyone but Toluga, until this axle is fixed, because this truck is shaking so violently, you'll have disadvantage on your attack rolls.
This land holds great beauty.
It's looking pretty rough. Okay, Arendir, that is your turn. There are 2 of these raiders on top of the truck that are attacking you and Theo.
I'm going to attack, though. Is one of them damaged, the ones by Theo?
No, I haven't hit any of them yet.
Yeah, they're both at full health.
No, they should be damaged from him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not.
Excuse
me.
Have you not added my radiance?
I'm so sorry.
They all got flashbanged.
You're very impressive. 6 damage. I will add.
You said 2 failed. The jewel and one of the ones.
I gave the 6 to the guy up top with Glebnor. I didn't do to these guys down here. I'm so sorry. You're good.
Well, one of them took a full 13.
Yeah, the truck. The jewel guy.
Right. No, another one other than him.
I thought only one failed.
No, that was the winged demon that just got fucking slashed to bits, didn't it?
What?
No. That was after. I did mine
No,
after.
I'm good. I didn't add it to the bottom 2 guys. The top 2 guys got it on my map. You're good.
Okay.
I promise you. I'm not. I didn't. That was
one of those took 13, right?
He did take this. The one guy that's really fucked up fighting took the 13.
Okay.
Okay. Arendir,
I'm not trying to get my channel divinity taken away from me.
Life for everyone right now.
I mean, I'm
not great.
I can take a beating, so
okay. All right. I'm going to attack. I'm gonna get rid of one of these guys. At least. Yeah. So I'm going to attack one of them. Great Webmaster. Come on.
And this is a disadvantage because of how shaky this fucking truck is right now.
That's a seven.
Yeah, you swing. I mean, it's pretty hard to swing a 6 foot tall sword on a like violently shaking moving 18 wheeler. So you swing above one of these Tuskuli Raiders.
You got two more attacks.
Get two more attacks as you're hasted.
Oh, yeah, I'm still hasted. All right, I'm just going to try and straight hit this one.
Oh, no. I hate the silence of bad rolls.
Eight.
I'm so sorry. You're swinging this huge fucking like cloud stripe sword on top of this truck as these bugs are just like, nope, nope. Just kind of dodging away from you.
Can you fix this truck?
Too
unstable, my lord.
That is Reggie's turn. Reggie is just like, fuck these guys. He's going to try to slam the truck into one of those Bow Raiders dune buggies on the left-hand side.
Is this a maneuver?
This is going to be a maneuver.
Disadvantage. Pretty sure it's at disadvantage.
It's going to be a disadvantage. He will just make
a check. Because the axles are falling off.
Yeah, it's axe on vehicle as well.
That's a four. He's like, this thing is so much harder to steer than I thought. He's trying to turn the wheel, but he's so small, he can't even get it turning. And he's like, this fucking bullshit. He's trying to turn the truck. That's going to be his turn because he doesn't want to roll the window down so the little demon thing doesn't get inside. That is back to Theo.
I'm going to take the opportunity attacks because I'm going to go try and fix the axle.
Hell yeah.
They're at disadvantage, but since they have advantage, it's straight.
Yep. Yeah, these guys are also attacking disadvantage now because they're on top of the truck with you guys, and the truck is going fucking apeshit. So they'll both just make a claw attack at you straight. 22 and a nat 20.
I'm a sentinel sword, the nat 20.
Go for it, please.
Ryan just wants us dead.
This is the most nat 20s I've rolled in a hot fucking minute.
13.
13 just cuts through the nat 20. It would have been 13 exactly.
Opportunity attack, then.
Yeah, go for it.
It's at disadvantage.
Go ahead. It's at disadvantage. You take 9 slashing damage, Theo, from the one of the claw attacks, the regular one.
Okay.
Nat one.
Yeah, it's so bad up here. But Theo, you tighten that spider string around your waist, leap off the side of the truck and swing underneath it, and you're now underneath there with your repair kit trying to fix the axle.
Instead of doing the roll, can he use his mending?
Mending is a 1 minute cast.
Oh, unfortunately. All right, never mind.
Yeah.
I will let you, but yeah, you guys see Theo like dives off the truck. It looks like he's gone for a second.
My lord!
And Theo, you're underneath the truck. The wheels are spinning like crazy. There's demon blood painted all over the bottom of the truck. Go ahead and make
Tinkerer's tools.
You have Tinkerer's tools if you want to go ahead and make a repair check on this thing. And I'll say, since you're not currently on top of the vehicle, this will be a straight check. You'll be making a disadvantage.
That's a nat 20.
Hell yeah.
Unbelievable.
Truck's never been more fixed in its life.
You get down there,
you realign it.
You have just like a natural affinity for fixing machines. Always have. You get underneath there. You yank an arrow out of the axle that one of these things shot at it. Get to repairing. With a nat 20, I will say that the vehicle, I'm going to say it gets rid of the slowness effect you were feeling from the other one. Mm-hmm. The truck pulls away from the dune buggy that Deluga was attached to.
Deluga? Where is he now?
You're still on top of this thing, but you're
no longer pinned.
And I'll also say, because you're no longer pinned and the truck is pulled back, the pheromones are no longer working. So
out of range.
The pheromone clown. Okay, listen. All right.
Suddenly the wind is working.
I don't fucking make the rules here. Okay. You've pulled back enough where you're no longer in the 15-foot range of the sphere. Okay. All right. Okay. Truck is running smooth as all hell. Great job, Theo. Thank you so much.
So I'm assuming that's obviously my action. I still have a bonus action.
Still have a bonus action, yep.
All right. I'm going to do second wind.
Perfect. Yeah,
thank God. Just going to hide under there, take some deep breaths.
Yeah, I'm going to take a deep breath.
Perfect.
So 6 plus 7 to, what's that, 13?
13 health back.
Was it all my movement to get down there?
Nah, you went so crazy. If you want to use some of your movement to pull yourself back up on top of the truck.
Yeah, I want to get to where, like, the
wouldn't the web be, like, bungee?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
I want to get to where the window that I shot was broken, so yep. Look into Reggie. Just keep it straight. Stop trying to do maneuvers.
He's just screaming inside. He just looks so panicked.
You're doing great, Reggie. Just channel the trucker hat.
I don't want to do it anymore. I shouldn't be driving. I'm so bad at this.
Reggie, let the hat take the wheel.
DeLuca, that is your turn.
Inflict wounds. Just, you stupid thing. You're a bad, bad bug. And you should be turned to soup.
I don't want to be soup.
Too bad. That's a nat 20.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Roll that damage.
Oh. I just saw how many dice it is. So many dice.
So soupy.
Oh, it's 52 damage.
Oh my God.
It just turns to mist.
You guys look back. Toluca's on front of this crumpled dune buggy as like bug viscera sprays off of the dune buggy out of the sand. Yeah, I mean, the dune buggy is pretty fucked up, but that guy is so dead. So absurdly dead, it's not even funny. Dead is all hell. The most dead of bugs ever been. Out of control.
And then I still have movement and my bonus action.
Yes.
Nice.
So this dune buggy still operates?
It's going. It's going at its normal speed. It's stuttering. There's smoke pouring out of it. It doesn't look great.
I'm going to yell, Gorpar, open the hatch!
You got a boss! Giant lizard kicks open the back of the fucking truck.
Floor the buggy.
Yeah, you use your movement and you fly into the back of the truck on this damaged dune buggy. Insane.
All right, cool.
Insane.
I'm going to use my bonus action step of the wind to now get on top.
Yeah, you drive it into the back of the truck, do a little flip on top of the truck where you can see that two of these Tuskuli Raiders are attacking Glebnor, and two are fighting off Arendir and Theo.
And
actually, no, Theo, you're near the window.
Yeah. I'm near, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to my son to protect my boy.
Okay, perfect. Love
Daddy.
It. Okay, we're looking good. We're looking real good now.
I get it.
That is my final Spine Devil, who is going to once again try to open the door and get to Reggie. He's just yanking wicked hard at it. He gets a 7. So you see Reggie's like, not today, dickhead! I have a lot going on in here and I'm not putting up with a little devil man in here! Fuck you! Fuck you! He's just giving the guy the finger as he's trying to rip the door open.
He's channeling the hat. He's believing.
Okay.
It's our little trucker.
That is my Tuskuli Warriors.
All right. We did ask for a horn check on Reggie.
Oh, yeah. Reggie is just, as he's giving him the finger, he's pulling on the horn. Yeah, he's really feeling the road. All right. I will start making some attacks at... All right, so I'm going to go for Arendir. You're up there with my two guys. What is your AC right now? Because you get the
19.
Haste.
19.
Okay, but you have the haste gives you +2 to AC, right?
Does I believe it? It does.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
Oh, 21.
All right, so let me make some attacks on you.
Oh, nat 20s. Oops, 6 nat 20s, guy.
I got 1 nat 20.
I hate you.
I got a nat 20 on the stinger. Okay.
Enough with the stinger.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Oh, I really want to paralyze you guys. 11 piercing damage. I'm going to need another DC 13 con save.
18.
Okay.
Not today, demon.
The other one is like, maybe today. As it jumps on you, it's going to make his attacks. Bite, claw, and stinger. The bite and the claw are going to hit with a 23 and a 24.
My God.
For 21 total.
Okay.
You're still up?
Yeah.
What are you,
I got a lot of HP.
What a little beefcake. Love to see
so
it.
You're 21 used to plus beating 11. Me up.
Yeah.
So 33.
Yep. Okay. These other ones... One is going to go for Glebnor. One's going to go for Toluca.
Oh, God. This is where I die.
Not on my watch.
Bite, claw, and stinger on Glebnor. Okay, so only the stinger is going to hit you with a 22.
He's definitely hitting me. Like, I don't know what you have.
Six piercing, halved to 3.
I got a 21 on the check.
Another DC 13 con save.
21.
Okay, you are not paralyzed. This one's going to go for Toluca. Bite, claw, stinger.
Pretty sure they're all going to hit, but the way you
skittering thing, it really, well, I'm rolling with advantage because of the skittering ability, which is really helping a whole bunch. I think only the what's your AC right now?
17.
All right, so the all three are going to hit then.
Yeah.
My God,
I wasn't sure on the claw. The claw was dead on a 17.
How many uses of warding flare do you have?
I can only do it per... It's a reaction, so I only get it once.
Yeah, but you haven't used your reaction this round, have you?
No, but if you... Depending on how hard the other two hit, it might not matter.
Altogether, we're looking at 25 damage.
Is there any way to get it below 12 if I warding flare one?
No.
Then I'm down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daddy!
Don't worry, son.
My plump!
Unfortunately, you see the plope is being beset by this Tuskuli Raider. I'm so sorry. Tolugas goes down. Okay.
Don't worry, it's not the first time.
Kalebnor, that is your turn.
I'm going to use my action to use my last greater healing on Daddy.
Okay, perfect.
Full action.
Yeah, full
so
action.
20 back, right?
20 hit points back. You kind of whip a pseudopod over with a bottle and pour it into Tolugas' mouth. I need a bonus action.
Oh my god, yeah. You got the Kool-Aid flavor, son. Delicious.
And with my bonus action, I'm going to steady my aim.
Okay, perfect. Give yourself advantage on the next one. Awesome. Love it. All right, Jewel Drone, super dead, but the Bow Raiders are not. These guys in the Doom Buggies on the side have not been hit yet. They've just been focusing on trying to take out the truck. They will. Yeah,
where
sure.
on the truck are they hitting me? Could I potentially deflect missiles?
This is
I guess more of a would you allow.
It's kind of like a meta question.
Yeah,
I would say that it, like if they're just firing arrows at the truck trying to damage it, that makes total sense. I'll make some attacks. You can let me know how it goes.
Okay.
Also, since I'm on the side, would they try attacking me rather than the truck?
Oh, you know what? Maybe because you're repairing stuff. Only one can hit you though, because you're on, there was one on
it would
each
be
side.
That one, so.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll attack the truck first, and we'll say this would be the one that you could possibly grab, do a deflect missile on. Only one hits.
All right.
And the damage would be 22 piercing.
Goo.
Is that something you could possibly get
rid of? I mean, I can reduce it. I can't reduce it to zero, but I can reduce it.
Yeah, if you want, if you reduce it, you don't have to roll in the misfire table.
Ooh. And I hit max, so reduce 17.
Okay, only take 5 damage on the truck. Fire an arrow at the truck, and you grab it out of the air before it can really do real damage to like the chassis back here. The other one is going to take... I think, yeah, it'll take 2 shots at Theo, who's like looped over to the kind of cracked window.
Yo, are you gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
That guy put some mustard on that arrow.
It's a 26 and a 22.
I don't have.
No, like I said, 26 doesn't hit. Too high.
I don't have any more healing. So.
I got some, don't worry.
That is 42 piercing damage.
Oh, 42? I'm down.
Ooh.
Good God.
Yeah, it did 21 damage on each hit. These guys with that deadly aim ability are doing a ton of.
I thought
damage.
That was only against trucks.
Damn it, you're right. It's just trucks right in the stack.
Exactly.
You guys look over.
That deadly aim, it's only constructs.
No, Theo has 2 arrows through him and he is pinned to the truck.
He's
as the arrows.
He's crucified on the side of the truck.
Reggie!
Reggie's like, just screaming, completely freaking out.
I have a plan.
Arendir, that is your turn.
Does someone have a plan to heal him or. Do I need to get to him?
I mean, I can't heal you. I can heal him. Do I want to heal him?
I have a greater healing potion. If someone gets to me and just pours it in my mouth, we'll be good.
How far away from me?
I mean, you could probably just pull his cable.
With your movement,
just pull him up.
You could get over to him. Or you could make
he's
an...
He's hasted.
If you want... Yeah, with your movement, you can get pretty much anywhere on this map. Or if you want to use a free action, I'll let you make a strength check to try to yank him. But he's impaled by arrows, so maybe not that. Still,
well, I was
you
gonna
track
say,
him through them.
He's more than 10 feet away from me?
Yeah, because he's on the window. You're on the back of the truck.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We'll say he's about 30 feet. So it's a 30-foot-long truck.
Is there anything on top of that, like, cab? Of the truck, like the front of the truck?
Couple of lights.
Yeah, nothing like crazy, no.
No enemies up there?
No enemies up there. There's just the one spine devil over there trying to rip the door open on the other side.
I feel like I have to go and save my god. So
why don't you kill these things? I mean, we got... we got death saves here.
This is true.
Because he can't swing over...
All right, did I see... which? So the one that attacked Theo... is on like a buggy.
It's
on
driving
the side.
His Doom Buggy on the opposite side of you.
I have range to hit them if you want to focus the guys on the truck itself.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to keep trying to kill these,
go
these
nuts.
Clowns on
yeah.
here.
You're attacking normally now because Theo
Thank
repaired
God.
The truck. Yes.
Because I've been rolling terrible
so
today. All right. Great weapon master. Let's go.
Christ. All right, that's not. Let's
not
do a regular.
Such a great weapon master.
Just do a regular one.
Andy,
25.
What kind of 25 master
is?
Are you?
25.
25 definitely hits.
All right. 15.
Okay.
I'm going to Shining Smite that one.
Perfect. The holy power of Bleebly flows through your blade.
Another 6, so 21 total.
Awesome. You have one more attack because you're hasted.
Oh, yeah.
Great weapon.
How bad
this one.
Is this guy looking?
Don't great weapon.
Great
master
weapon. Roger, I believe.
He looks
great weapon.
Roughly around half health.
I'm great webmaster.
Go nuts, baby.
I have to. Nat 20.
You're pope. Calling
finally.
Let's fucking
my
go.
Goodness gracious.
Roll that big damage, my friend.
All right.
The plope manifested this
That's
round.
A fat 19.
Doesn't great weapon.
It adds
put,
10.
It adds,
it
so
adds 29.
You cleaved in twain.
You seeing your god go down and how dire this situation is going, you raise your blade as Bleebly's holy light flows through it, and you cut one of these raiders clean in half. That boy real dead.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
So I get a free attack on...
Yes, a free one. Attack on the other one.
Great
yeah.
weapon this one too.
Yeah, great weapon master. Let's go.
Go nuts.
Nat one.
Well, you know, you win, you lose.
Yeah, yeah. It was a free attack anyways, like never.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't count. It's like a what if series.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait,
completely insane.
It just gives me an attack back, right? The great weapon.
Pretty much,
fighting.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to bonus action. Second wind.
Well, the bonus action would have been making that attack. If you
oh,
get the
kill. What is?
It's a bonus action to make the Great Weapon Master attack after you kill somebody.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Yep. I'm pretty sure. That's how that works with Great Weapon Master, right?
As a bonus action. Damn. Okay.
Still, dope as hell. You cut down one of these guys. And the big thing is that when there's not two of them, they don't attack with advantage anymore. They need to both be up
All
to
right.
get that advantage
I'm going
attack.
To position myself next to Luga.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. I'll say you can actually probably do that without even taking an opportunity attack. You just kind of
it's just
move
Tuluga
around
standing
the other
there
side.
With two thumbs up. Like I told you should have great weapon master now. Look what happened.
I don't know what's happening to me today.
I blessed you in that one instance.
I think it was staying up all night carving that.
Wait,
scripture.
What you do? We believe in good health management. That's terrible. You need your sleep, young man.
Okay. As Reggie is driving.
Thank you, my bloke.
Reggie is driving the truck. He looks to the left and right and sees that the Bow Raiders and their Dune Buggies have slowed down and pulled away from the truck. And he's like,
yeah, that's right, dickheads. We fucking got you so you can... Oh, shit.
He looks forward as you guys are driving straight towards a massive swirling sandstorm. They have completely pulled back. These are Desert Raiders. They know they do not fuck with a sandstorm. And before Bleebly can start making his death saves, we're going to actually cut this one before this battle concludes. We will catch you guys next time on Dicey Situations. Keep it dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode. You get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.